It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we go to the hotline and welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Good, Rocco. Thank you.
Fantastic, Dave. I wanted to discuss a pair of articles from your colleague Kevin Martin. The first one regarding this big storm that hit Elyria late Sunday. Lots of rain damage, some flooding throughout the area. And again, Kevin Martin sort of had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle-Telegram in terms of the city's response to all of this and a little bit of the aftermath. So what was the latest here, Dave?
Yeah, so in the span of less than an hour on Sunday, Elyria got somewhere between 4 and 6 inches of rain. They're saying probably 4 to 5. That just totally overwhelmed the city storm sewers, flooded people's basements, led to some sewer runoff. Into the river and just basically made a mess throughout the city. I'm sure a lot of people saw the photos that we had by Bruce Bishop, our ingenious photographer in the Chronicle, of the lake that appeared next to the former McKinley Elementary School. The Chronicle-Telegram's own lobby flooded very briefly, and we tried to stem the tide there on Sunday. But it was a wild night, and it looks like this rainstorm is what they're pretty much referring to as a 50-year storm. There hasn't been something like this pretty much since 1995. I mean, in almost the last quarter century, there hasn't been rainfall, a storm like this that dumped so much water so fast onto the city. And, a lot of the utilities were out, city officials, city workers were out responding to dozens of calls for backed up, sewers, flooded basements, that kind of thing. And the Ohio EPA is working on things, Columbia Gas, power company in the city, they're all out there trying to work on, in the aftermath of the storm and try to make sure that, when it happens again, if it happens again, that you won't see so many negative repercussions.
Yeah, flooding and dealing with the aftermath of that can certainly be annoying at the very least, right? If you get some flooding in your home in the basement and things get musty and moldy and things get ruined and you're airing out the area for a while and it smells and it's no fun. So again, make sure you stay up to date with the city and the wastewater department. They will have some advice or tips, I guess you could say, for what to do moving forward with those types of situations. So great work from Kevin on that one. And thank you, Dave, for the breakdown. Again, Elyria's response to Sunday's rainstorm. The other story I wanted to cover here this morning with you, the need for healthcare workers and nurses continues. That's kind of now expanding into some underserved areas as well. Again, Kevin Martin from the Chronicle had more in Tuesday's CT. What's the latest here, Dave?
Yeah, so these are opportunities that that you might not initially think of when you think of, oh, hey, I want to go into healthcare, but the Lorain Correctional Institution, that's right, the prison right down the road, down here in Grafton, is looking for more nurses, both RNs and LPNs, recruiting them as well as other healthcare workers, who know about emergency healthcare, medication, preventive care, health education, infirmary, care service, wellness services, mental health, substance abuse services. All of those kinds of things are also in, requirements for the prison population, and for those who are housed down in LCI down in Grafton. There are 1,300 inmates, so the nurses there are a really important group of people, a really important group of employees, to provide healthcare to what is, one of these, as you said, Rocco, historically underserved populations. There is a recruitment drive and an open house on Wednesday, August the 31st, and that will happen from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 2075 South Avon Belden Road in Grafton. LCI is hiring nurses, including RNs and LPNs. There will be an opportunity to tour the medical facilities, meet with the staff, do interviews on site. And anyone who has other questions can contact Selena Gardenhire. That's CELINA.Gardenhire, GARDENHIRE, at ordc.state.oh.us. And yeah, if anybody's interested in that kind of career, and Kevin talked to a number of people who have worked in prison healthcare in corrections healthcare for a number of years, including people in quality improvement, a healthcare administrator who was a nurse by training, who said that she was first that she was offered the job in corrections, nursing, that she was really afraid. I don't want to go in there. I don't want to see what I'm going to be seeing. But she didn't really know how it worked. And she said she enjoys it, loves it, loves teaching, loves seeing positive outcomes. And wasn't scared off by television and film creating those misconceptions about what happens in prisons. So it might be a good opportunity for some people, and with a lot of people saying, "Hey, I'm looking for a new career, or I want to move up in my career. This might be the opportunity."
Certainly is, and folks can get their chance to explore that potentially a week from today. So very good, Dave. Thank you and Kevin for the latest regarding that need for healthcare workers within LCI. So great stuff there. Dave O'Brien, our guest here on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at The Chronicle working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, Kevin's working on a story about changes up on the Ohio Turnpike. There's some changes coming and some infrastructure work being done up there. Should be done by the end of the year, and that might change the way kind of that you go and the way the speed with which you drive. Taking some of the barriers out of your way, but also the Turnpike is asking people to sort of maintain healthy and safety healthy and safe speed limits. So that's one story. Some good stuff from Good Nights. They're again building beds thanks to a major donation, and we'll have a little bit of a story on that, and then whatever else we can cram in from what's going on down at the Lorain County Fair. There'll be some more Lorain County Fair stories. So yeah, working on all of that this week, and you can read that in the Chronicle Telegram print edition or at chronicletea.com.
There you go. Pick up a physical copy of that Chronicle Telegram today or head on over to chronicletea.com. Of course, WEOL will continue our live affair coverage throughout the week. And that's great to see the Good Nights getting that donation. I know we've caught up with Roger a number of times here on WEOL. It's a great thing that they do over there. So, Dave, we can close on this, my favorite and most entertaining time of the week. Let's get those ears on. Let's head to the scanner. What's your scanner story for me this week, Dave?
Well, once again, I'm not going to encourage this kind of behavior, and I hope that nobody got hurt. But we're looking at a dateline of Cleveland, and again, from our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner, East 152nd and Saranac, a caller reported that three employees of a gas station pulled guns on him over a corned beef sandwich. He told the dispatcher he was going to go home to get his own gun and return.
That must have been a pretty dang good Reuben or something. I mean, I've had some good ones lately myself, but I don't know if that's worth bringing the old firearms out for. My goodness gracious. Yeah, hopefully no one did get hurt there. I don't care how good that corned beef is. Holy moly. Well, Dave, thank you for the scanner story as always. And thank you for the latest from the Chronicle Telegram. Again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues at the CT, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today or find that digital e-edition online at chronicletea.com. Dave, again, thank you for the time. All the best to you the rest of this week. Look forward to catching up with you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Rocco. Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.